Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the corner here at the Clay County Corner. And I said we were in the corner courtroom, but they've corrected me. We're not hardly in the corner here, but we're in the old clerk's office here at the historic Clay County Courthouse, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And, of course, we'll have a rebroadcast this evening, I think at 5 in the afternoon, and these shows get streamed on the Dale Hall Horizon side, usually within a couple, 3 days after we finish them with all of that. And we really enjoy coming in with you and hope you enjoy your I know you're well past your first cup of coffee now, but if you have some friends that might need to tune in, when we go to commercial, get on the phone, call, tell them to come in. Got two interesting guests this morning. We're going to be talking about the Murray Tucker Memorial Motorcycle Ride a little bit, and we're going to talk about the history of that and maybe some more things with those folks. I know this is, it's been going on quite a few years. They'll let us know just exactly how many, how it got started, who benefits from it. Besides the fact to keep the memory of these two young men alive, there's other lot more benefits involved in this, and we'll be talking about that. And we'll have got a few things to talk about going on down to high school maybe, and we've got a few things there. But before we do that, we'll take a short break. But before we take that break, I want to remind everyone that this show is made possible through the aid of the three-star committees, Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and all the great folks in and around here at Clay County that advertise on the show. And if you'd like to get an advertising spot, give them a call at the main radio station. And I guess you can reach them with the same number that we use for the birthday and anniversary, 270-487-0969. I think that'll get you somewhere where you can reach someone over there, and they can take care of that. But, of course, we come through you through our tower, which is out at Midway. I think that's one we're still using here. But we enjoy having you here with us each Friday morning. Excuse me, Friday morning. Where are you at, Thomas? Each Thursday morning. I guess I'm looking forward to Friday. That's probably what it is after getting in a hard work week. But we'll be back just in a moment.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Alcohol continues to be the most widely abused substance among teens. Youth who drink alcohol are more likely to experience school problems, such as higher rates of absences or lower grades, social problems, such as fighting or lack of participation in activities, even unwanted, unplanned, and unprotected sexual activity. On average, alcohol is a factor in the deaths of approximately 4,300 people under 21 in the United States per year. Learn how you can keep underage youth informed about the consequences of substance misuse at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Back, everyone. Like I said, it's a pleasure being here this morning with everyone to share some thoughts and some ideas and some information with everyone. I know one announcement over at the high school, and the football team is going to Joe Burns High School over in around Clarksville, I think, or somewhere on the other end of Highway 52, I believe. And that one is tomorrow night. And we've got the chili cook-off coming up here the first of next month. And got our car show up at the park coming up next weekend. I'll probably talk about it a little bit later on in the show. And we may get off a little bit and talk about some of the history of the old events here that took place in Clay County over the years in today's show. But right now I've got a couple of folks here with a very, very important, outstanding event that's coming up this weekend. And that is which name goes for it? Is it Murray Tucker or Tucker Murray? The Tucker Murray Memorial Motorcycle Ride, and got two of the organizers of that here with me this morning, and I know we'll let them introduce themselves. I could go ahead and introduce them. Ms. Sherry Eads Pruitt and David Cherry are here with us this morning, and they're going to talk a little bit about the history of the ride, some of the things that it does, who it's in memory of. That, you know, I know after a few years we have new generations that come along that they see something like that and they don't really know some of the background to it and some of the hard work and really and truly all the heartfelt appreciation the folks here in and around Clay County have for the young men through the years, young men and women who may have given up their lives in defense of this nation. And that's one of the things here that I know that we're going to be talking about. And I don't know which one of you guys wants to start off. Sure, you want to...
I'd just like to say thank you for having us. And yes, we hope to see everybody out this weekend, Saturday the 18th, starting at 10 a.m. at the campground below the park, or below the dam. And David's going to tell you a little bit about the history, and then we'll tell you a little bit more about what's going to be going on this weekend.
All right. David, I guess she's turned it over to you.
All right.
And if you want to move up a little closer to the microphone so we can hear you all over the county.
Well, first let me say, as Sherry said, thanks to everyone. You know, this has been a success since we started it way back when. And as you said, you know, it's easy when a new generation comes along to see it and know it's for a good cause, but you really don't know the history of it. And that's this year we wanted to kind of step back just a little bit and just remind people and tell people that didn't know exactly how this started and what it's all about. So first off, as most people know, Sergeant Tucker, he was a native of Clay County and especially of Salina. He was a 2003 graduate of Salina High School and actually joined the service the same year. So, and as most people know, he lost his life while serving in Iraq, deployed with the U.S. Army. So this ride actually started in 2006 after his death as a way to memorialize him and start scholarships. And then in 2011, when Sergeant First Class Murray lost his life while serving in Afghanistan, at the request of Sergeant Tucker's family, this ride was, the name of it was changed to the Sergeant First Class, or Sergeant Tucker and the Sergeant First Class Murray Memorial Bike Ride to keep both their memories alive. So that year, that's when Sherry kind of took the reins and has, honest to God, has taken us to a whole new level. With the things that she's done and the support that the county and people across the community have done, this has turned into a, it's turned into something that affects their community in a great way. You know, a good example is, you know, in the last few years, you know, this ride over the last 10 years since we've combined it, you know, it's raised over $62,000. And given the back $58,000 in scholarships alone, the we raised money to award local senior scholarships to further their aid for going to school. We give a baseball scholarship and $500 in Wes's name and a $500 Hermitage Springs scholarship in Dennis's name. So, and then there are five seniors.
They get $1,000 each.
They get $1,000 each.
They can use it for food, gas, whatever they need just to help them get through to further their education.
And this the way these scholarships are chosen is, you know, there's a topic chosen every year that's turned into the high school, and each senior that wants to put in for that scholarship writes an essay on that topic. And that topic, those essays are, they're given to us without a name on them, so we don't know who they belong to. But those essays are read by people who volunteer that have served in the service, and they select the best scholarship based on the topic, not knowing who's written it, and all they have is a number. And they pick out the best ones, and they submit them back to the school, and then the school lets Sherry know who won them, and that's how we come up with.
Okay, I see you have, you wouldn't have to have a copy of one of those essays, would you, with you? I'm sure you probably, I should have asked for something on that. But, you know, some of the areas where you have the subjects, do you have a variety of subjects or just one subject each year?
We change it every year.
One subject each year.
Yes.
And what was the subject this year? Do you remember?
No, because that was back last year in October.
I can get
Miss Brooke Burchard is such a big help taking care of all of that at the high school for us on those.
That's kind of put you on the spot.
I won't say. One of them is if I don't make it home.
Another topic several years ago was, in your own words, what is a hero? You remember that one?
And we, COVID. We talked about how COVID has affected you as a family and your service members overseas.
So it's a wide variety then. And,
yes.
And, what, you know, I guess you get various ideas once you put that out there. And do you guys proofread those things? Are you part of the committee that read those things? Or
I can say no.
Okay.
Because that way there's never anything said. And everything. I hand them directly to a service member. They read them, send them back with the numbers of the top five, and then they're taken back to Miss Brooke to give us the name.
So you send a service member actually reads those?
Yes.
So this is a chain of command thing, isn't it?
Well, what we wanted to do was we talked about this years ago and decided the best way to do it so it would, everyone would know that it was fair across the board, and that's to let people, you know, service members actually read these and let them select, not knowing who submitted those, and they never know, just like we don't know, who's getting a scholarship until Miss Brooke calls us and says, these are the people that was selected. These are the numbers, and these are the people they were tied to.
Okay, and I know something that, do they ever have any comments to make about when they read them, or they just read them? And I know, of course, you know the feeling that they have when they read these, but I just wondered if any of them have ever commented at a later date or made some kind of contact to say, you know, hey, this was something that affected me in a great way.
We've actually read some of those, several, you know, read them after the fact, and especially the winning essays. And you, when you read them, like as I read some of them, you know, I was very moved that someone that young could have the heartfelt feelings that they put into those essays.
Right.
So.
Okay, all right, let's take a little short break, work in a couple commercials, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Prescription drug and opioid misuse often starts at home. On average, 4,400 people ages 12 and under misuse prescription medication for the first time every day. Sharing prescription medications with friends or family members is dangerous and against the law. The misuse of prescription medications can lead to severe health problems and even opioid use disorder. Start preventing prescription drug and opioid misuse at home. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Welcome back, everyone. I have David and Sherry here with me this morning. And, you know, I guess when we started, I need to let the folks know just exactly how and why that they involved in this thing. I know you said Sherry had been with it just basically from the beginning and what it was like trying to get it started and things like that. Sherry, a little bit of history there.
Well, I was lucky that Glenda Scott is the one that took it from the very beginning. It started up there at the lake in 2006, and we helped every year until 2011, and it started fading away. And that's when Kim, which has been a lifelong friend, and Wesley and Tucker grew up together, or Wesley and Tyler grew up together, and she came to me and asked me if I'd be willing to take it over and continue this ride, and I told her I would. Glad to do it. It's been just mind-changing and everything. And David came along from the very beginning.
Well, I was actually Wesley's recruiter. And I watched him grow up from a little boy, and it just, this whole event, it affected me in a way.
Well, it's just very personal for you.
It is very personal. And so, you know, in the beginning, the community, you know, this is the greatest, most patriotic community that I've seen in a long career. This is very patriotic.
Oh, I agree.
Let's just stop there. Let's talk about your career a little bit. I know, I think you were probably somewhere around high school when I was out there maybe. And you know, you weren't one of the guys that, I knew who you were and all that, but you know, you didn't stand out as that leader as much as some did. But we all knew who David Cherry was. But tell us a little bit about, you know, your military career and what it's meant to you.
Well, it's you know, when I was in high school, Ray Clemens, he was my ag teacher. He talked to me about joining the service, and it just kind of set in. That's what I always wanted to do. But long story short, I spent 26 years total, but in come in contact with a lot of young men and women that has made a world of difference in our country. And Wesley Tucker was one of those people. But he was, you know, he was one of those kids that you met, and he was always on your mind.
Okay. Are you still? You're still active duty?
No, I retired.
Okay.
About 5 years ago.
Okay.
But I spent 26 years on the active duty side, and it was a great career. But it was a career that allowed me to work, you know, across the state and a lot of time in this community.
I know. I can remember, you know, when you came in with your uniform on, you know, it was impressive for the kids to see you and to see someone, especially that they knew and they had seen, you know, in a lot of other roles in different places, different things. But, you know, when you put that uniform on and walk in among most high schools, it kind of spurs some attention, doesn't it?
And being able to see that person or that uniform, for a lot of people, instead of reading about it, if they can see it personally, then they can relate to it.
I guess you probably don't have any inkling of the number of the high schools that you worked over the years.
You know, I enlisted over 300 different souls across this country. And, you know, it was someone asked me one time, they said, what was the greatest accomplishment in your career? My reply to this day is seeing the success of the young people that I come in contact with and knowing that they have good lives today and you know, they took it and made something of it, and that's the rewards you get, at least for me.
Okay, now, I'm going to ask you this, and if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. But would you like to give just a little bit of the history of what actually happened to these two young men?
Sure. Sergeant Tucker was, as I said, you know, he enlisted in 2003, and at the time he enlisted, the unit he was a part of was, they wasn't selected for any deployment, but while he was in training, the unit he was a part of got selected for deployment, and upon his return home, the unit he was a part of was activated, and so a few months later, he was selected to join his unit in Iraq, and so with that being said, he was, they done many missions over there, I don't know, you know, what all they did, but you know, the vehicle he was in 2 weeks before he was to come home actually hit an IED, and that's how he lost his life, and that was in Iraq. That was 13 October 2005. Sergeant First Class Murray was in Afghanistan.
Was he a career service member?
Sergeant Murray?
Yes.
Yes, he
is. I thought he was. Of course, his mother, and I talked to his mother quite a bit over the years, but when he moved from different places around, you know, she would kind of fill us in on that.
Yes. He was a 20-year service member, and he was pretty much close to retiring. He'd made his mind up, from what I understand. And he was on patrol in Afghanistan as a platoon leader. And, he also was hit by an IED. That's how he lost his life.
And I know his mother would talk about a lot of times that the branch that he was in, some of the things he did involved quite a few, I guess, semi-top secret missions that he was on. That, you know, that a lot of times that she would just know that he was somewhere and not really know where he was at or what he was doing, things like that. So, I mean, and as a career serviceman, you know, of course, the stories that would follow him even today, if, you know, if we knew all of those things and then really truly realized
how much of a hero that these young men really were, and especially when someone who is a career service member who has decided, you know, I'm going to give up the prime of my life for my country. Not meaning to actually give my life up, but I'm going to donate my life to my country.
Yeah. One thing's for sure, is every person I've ever come in contact with either Sergeant Tucker or Sergeant Murray that served with them, they both said the exact same thing, that they were, both of these guys were just, they were naturals at their job, and they loved what they did.
And I had that thing that made them leaders, and as you said, he was a platoon leader over there at that time. Well, we're going to take a little short break. We're going to come back, and we'll have some more things to talk about here in a minute. But before we take our break, I guess I can do my birthday and anniversary thing. Because each Thursday morning, we give away a birthday and anniversary cake here. But I want to warn you right now, don't come over to the office today to pick up your cards. Because we need to get some delivered back over to the chamber office to give to you. I think we ran out last week. The people on this week's list are Kai Strong, Neil Nivens, one of my former students from a long time ago, Miss Melissa Brannon, and this one happens to be a teacher in Clay County School, Miss Phyllis Buford, taught a number of years, and also Lynette Brown in Carlisle celebrated a birthday, Miss Ashley Farrell celebrated a birthday, and also another former student, Kim Stevens, a birthday, and then having a big 55th wedding anniversary. And I'm sure there's no telling to all of the things that Nina Pearl Smith's husband, Dennis, treated her to help her celebrate this 55th anniversary. And also Mr. Jeff Hale celebrated a birthday this past week. So here toward the end of the show, we will draw out a lucky number and give us about a week before you go over to get your cake. I know that way you'll be able to celebrate your birthday a little bit longer. But with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
An alarming number of preteens are already drinking alcohol, which makes it urgent to find every opportunity to talk to your kids about the dangers of underage drinking. They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's www.underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk. They hear you. This project is funded under a grant contract with Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration from the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Come back, everyone. Like I said, got that straight. Sherry Pruitt and Mr. David Cherry here with me this morning, and we have been talking about the Memorial Motorcycle Ride. We could talk a little bit more. I know you guys have got some more things that you want to just kind of add in, but how many riders have you got registered for this year? Do you know, Sherry?
I done have 50 pre-registered.
That are pre. And how many do you normally have? Somewhere around 100 or?
Last year we had 128 motorcycles and 56 vehicles in it. We fed over 250 people that day, thanks to the good people of Bay County and surrounding counties that helped us with all the donations of the food. Everything is donated and everything is volunteer for this ride. But I do want to correct that when Kim asked me to take this over, in no means did Glenda Scott quit it. She took off with her teaching career, and she's been very involved. Her and her dad both are very involved in it every year to help us out.
And I know that they are both avid two-wheel riders.
Yes.
And
they
think,
try to ride every year if possible.
I think Glenda works over in East Tennessee, so
yes.
She is not, I mean, she is in and out here all the time.
Yes.
But yeah, I can remember when she helped get it started. Of course, Glenn, he's ridden all over the United States, I think,
yes.
One time. I don't know whether he's ever made the trip to Alaska or not, but I say he probably has.
We don't know it if he has, but he probably has.
We've got quite a few riders that have done that here in Clay County,
yes.
That have ridden through a motorcycle to Alaska through about five or six sets of tires.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you want to be a part of this, what do you need to do if you have a pre-register?
Just contact me. I'm on Facebook. I've got phone numbers on there. We've got flyers. We've got business cards running around. You can personally contact me at 243-3747 and leave a message. Or you can catch me on my cell, 310-3890. And anything is appreciated, and we appreciate every rider, driver that there is.
Okay, now, a donation. Do you have a set donation to join the ride, or it's just whatever you want to?
Whatever they want to donate, whether it be food, gifts for our auction. We have a regular live auction that happens that day at 4 o'clock. We have a silent auction that goes on from 10 until 5 p.m., and everything is donated.
And the ride this year, where are you going?
We are going to go through Jackson County, down to Defeated Creek. We're going to come out over there between Red Bull and Lafayette. Then they're going to come back to the square, and we have a guy that lays the wreath there, and we say a prayer. Then everybody heads back up to the campground, and we have some very good food, and we'll start our auctions, and just everybody, we keep COVID in mind, but everybody does get to socialize. Some of these we just see once a year.
Okay, what's on the menu this year? Do you know yet?
Yes, sir. We have barbecue that's coming from Del Hollow Barbecue. We have chicken. We have chicken strips. We have some pork loins that Mr. Allen West is going to be smoking for us. We have some desserts coming from some fine ladies in Clay County. We have some sides coming in. About anything that you can think of that you want to eat, we should have it that day.
All right.
We have sweet tea, Pepsi, and Coke, and water to drink.
And so don't eat a big breakfast that morning. So
that's right.
Some room.
Because we start cooking hamburgers and hot dogs in case somebody needs a snack before they head out on the ride.
Oh, so you're going to fuel them up before they go.
Yes.
And hopefully, weather-wise, I think you've...
Yes, I'm watching it very carefully.
Mm-hmm,
we're hoping it's going to go below us, or it's going to be late that afternoon is what they're showing now.
Yeah, that outdoor events this time of year are kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
One of the things we want to just remind people of the location of this, it's going to be located at 200 Campground Road, Salina, Tennessee, which is below the dam. And just so everyone also knows, restoration will begin at 10 o'clock, and the kickstand's up at 12 p.m. for the ride to start. And it's $20 per bike for riders or $30 per vehicle to be a part of the actual ride itself.
Okay, and I know that you do get quite a bit of money each year, and thanks to all the people that come out and participate in this, and to make this possible, and to and you want to talk a little bit more about the scholarships. I know you mentioned baseball that you donate to a baseball player, and then others to students. You want to go in that theory?
Yes. On the baseball, we...
I know he played baseball in high school.
Yes. And
pretty competitive,
that was his,
I remember.
Yes, he absolutely loved it, so we wanted to do something to honor him. So what we do is we donate $500. If a child is wanting to play and needs a glove, bat, cleats, whatever they need, we ask that coach if they purchase that, if they need food, transportation, they can do with it what they want, but we want it to involve the baseball.
And that is for a high school student while they're in high school to enable them to be able to play baseball.
Play the game. And the $500 that we donate to the Hermitage Springs School, they buy supplies in honor of Dennis, and whatever they need extra that they can't afford, we let them do that, and they can choose whatever supplies they need. They may choose it for one grade needs something one year, and this grade needs something the next year.
Okay, and the one for, I guess, the post-high school scholarships, the one for the, what, the seniors?
Yes. We have five of those at $1,000 each year, and they can buy their food, their gas, whatever is needed to get them back and forth to college, whatever they need to spend it on to help them further their education.
And that is for 4 or 2 year colleges for
it? Yeah. It can be a trade school or a college, just as long as they're trying to further their education is all we ask.
And that's to get them started that first year?
Yes.
Okay, now, David, back to you.
One thing I would like to add is, we've been doing this all these years, and every year I've stood up there and said anything, I've saw some of the same people. I remember one ride, it was 42 degrees. That was the high as it got that day, and it was spitting snow that morning. And those same people done that, they showed up. Glenda Scott's one of them. She rides all the way from East Tennessee down here, and there's people who rides all the way from Indiana. It doesn't matter what the weather is. Some of these people have done every ride for all these years. And without them, we couldn't do this.
No. The people all over are just so generous in coming, because they do not have to do this. But like you say, there's been some that's been here every single year.
And what now, are you going to some... Or along the line, give a 50-year certificate to someone?
I think that'd be a good idea.
Yes, that's a very good idea. I hope my children and grandchildren are still involved in this.
The goal is for everyone that's involved now is someday when there isn't this great lady here who organizes all this, for her to be able to pass that torch to someone who has the same passion that we all have had about keeping the memory alive of these two and what this stands for. So their sacrifice is never forgotten.
Do you look back through all your records and do special recognition for folks there that have made, hey, this is his 25th ride, his 20th
ride?
Well,
that's what we're going to be asking this year, because it is the 10th anniversary that I've taken over, and we've got a few gifts that we're going to give out this year in honor of the 10th anniversary and stuff. But yes, that's what we're going to try to find out, who's rode every ride and everything. I could look back through our records, but Lord, we've had so many, it would take quite a while.
And what about whoever's come from the furthest distance?
Yes.
You do those type things?
Yes, we had one come from Florida one year. We gave prizes by who had all the shirts, who rode the furthest, who had... Oh, Lord, I wouldn't like guys. Y'all got to help me out. But we did, yes. We tried to do that one year.
Got all kinds of special awards.
Yeah. There.
And I know you start at 10 o'clock. And about what time you guys get finished when all these festivities and things are over? And you're able to drag back to your vehicles?
I start at 2 o'clock that morning. We load for 2 days on trailers. Thank goodness for the good people of Clay County that have to help us a lot, and usually by 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock that afternoon, everything's there.
Right, you got it all cleared up and cleaned.
Ready to go.
Let me ask you this, have you had anyone that maybe came down and camped for a week there in the campground to be a part of this ride?
Yes, sir. Not only do we have local, we have people from Indiana, and like I say, one year the guys came from Florida and they had camped. This year we're going to have 6 special riders coming out of Illinois. And I'm not sure if they're going to be camping or staying in the motel, but they should be here sometime tomorrow to ride with us.
So it gives folks, too, a chance, you know, not only to, I guess, to support a very, very worthwhile project, but it gives a lot of folks a chance to look at something that they don't normally see in and around Clay County in this area, and that is the countryside.
Yes.
Because, you know, most of the people coming through here come through and stop at the four-way stop, and stop going out of town, head to the lake, and stay up there all week, and don't really know what they're going by here and what's here in Salina. But that's one thing, of course, that I know that, like, folks like the chamber and the two mayors and things are, you know, try to come up with things that get people want to pull over and spend a few minutes here. And that of course, this is very, anything we have here that takes people out and lets them see Clay County. And of course, numbers of these folks, once they see it, a lot of them start looking off the side of the road and say, hey, this might be a good place for me to retire to one of these days and build me a house right up there on top of that hill.
Yeah.
And of course, we've got a whole bunch of folks doing that now up in, up in around the lake.
Yes, we do.
That are building on top of the hill.
Well, 2 years ago, some guys were here from Ohio camping, and they just happened to ride their bikes down, didn't know anything about this, but they joined us that year and everything. So hopefully the riders are giving back to Clay County what Clay County is giving to help us give to the riders.
Okay, now, David, since you have retired, what were you interested in now?
Well, I like enjoy life. It's... When you hang that hat up, and I told my boys that, you know, being in the military is like a clock. You start at 1 o'clock, and you can't wait to get out there. It's all you think about. It's leaving a little town. It doesn't matter where it's from. Leaving that little town. The longer you're out there, the closer you get back to 1 o'clock, the quicker you want to get there. Or 12 o'clock, the quicker you want to get there. So I'm just trying to enjoy life.
Okay, now, like I said, your life was pretty well, constructed for you in those days. You received orders to go here, do this, do that, and now you've got to make those decisions yourself. Some help, I'm sure.
My favorite thing is I don't have to get up at 4 a.m. no more. That's my favorite thing. I can sleep as long as I want to.
And, of course, now, were you a member of the National Guard or a member of...
I started out in the U.S. Army, and then I transferred over to the National Guard, and then I became active duty with the National Guard.
Okay, now, I know we have quite a few young men who have gone through that process here in Clay County. What's it like being a full-time National Guard serviceman?
Well, actually, it's you're under the same... Pretty much everything is the active army. The only difference is you don't, you know, you're not, for example, you're assigned to the state of Tennessee versus outside the state of Tennessee. Now, it doesn't keep you from being deployed or going to the army schools or whatever. So you're active duty, just like any other active duty service member, but you're governed in the state of Tennessee, you know, unless otherwise.
I guess the governor is your commanding in the chain of command.
Yes, that's correct.
Unless you are nationalized or called up.
Correct.
Okay, now, I mean, I don't know, have you ever been called up for duty?
I was not, no. It's been a whole career. Not one time was I ever deployed.
Okay, and I do know at one time that we had the Sergeant Major of the National Guard here in Tennessee. He was a Clay County serviceman, Mr. Terry Scott. Well, I guess a lot of folks, he did an interview with me a few years ago when he was the Sergeant Major. And that was, you don't get much better than that, do you?
That's correct.
And I know he has since retired. And the thing on that, just exactly, how does that work when you do get called up for active duty? I know you've seen a lot of it, but just the kind of the process that's involved in that, David.
Well, those orders come down from the top. You know, units are selected for whatever reason, and when they're selected, then you're what we call traditional guardsmen, which serves 1 week in the month, 2 weeks a year.
Right.
And they're activated to you know, be a part of the active army, you might say.
Right.
And then those units are selected to be deployed to wherever. Or, you know, in the essence of natural disasters such
right.
as hurricanes, floods, and then those service members are also activated to help out in time of need for.
Okay, no, we hear that all the time, you know, when we have the hurricanes or the tornadoes and things, that certain units in Tennessee are deployed to Louisiana. How long would that normally, like, is that like a couple of month deployment or?
There's.
It just depends on the.
Depends on the mission and, you know, what they're asked to do.
And at that time, they are active full-time U.S. Army.
Well, they're still active.
I mean,
they're National Guard, but they go on active duty orders.
Right. Not U.S. Army, but active duty. What about the pay scale then? Does the pay scale?
It's once they go active duty, it's the same as active Army.
So and it involves, like you said, a lot of it is within the United States. A lot
That's
of it
correct.
Is what disasters around the world, really.
Correct.
Anywhere that's needed. What about special training before this deployment?
They
sometimes
go
they get involved, or
well, any Army National Guard, Army Reserve soldier goes through the exact same training as active Army does when they're initially sent to training. And then prior to any deployment, they go through any other training that's required to be mobilized.
To work, for kind of specialize for whatever they're going to be
correct.
Involved in.
That's correct.
Okay, and I do know here in Tennessee, we have units that have been deployed, you know, all the way to California to fight the forest fires, and then down into Louisiana. Well, then did we deploy to Waverly? I think you did.
I did see something that there was Guard members activated for that.
And, of course, I guess the actual duty of the National Guard, Army Reserves and those things, were that you were actually citizen soldiers in this.
That's what they call them.
Right, which means, you know, your job would be to be ready to go like the Minutemen at a minute's notice to protect our nation at home, in home community, basically. That would, I guess, you know, the original thinking of that. And but it's, you know, knowing how many years did you serve, David?
26.
26 years. Mm-hmm. And now you're retired and just having all kinds of time to do things like the Murray Tucker ride.
There you go. Well, actually, I'm pretty excited. I bought a Harley last year, and this will be the first year I actually get to actually ride a motorcycle in it. So I'm
you're riding me. All right.
I'm actually going to, instead of drive and lead, I'm actually just going to participate in the ride, so I'm pretty excited. I may get Sherry to ride behind me.
No, that's okay. That's all right. I have never been on one of the rides. I'm fixing to try to take the time to do that. I've got to.
Well, you know, those things always scared me from a very, very young age. I had an uncle who served in World War II, and he left part of his leg in Tokyo where he ran a motorcycle up the back of a car or something after the war was over, and spent a couple of years in hospitals over there. And he kind of told us, you know, if you try to ride something that's got four fenders on it, if you can. But I do know that the folks that do ride two-wheeled, I mean, they are avid. They are, they wouldn't have it any other way. And, of course, I see them going down the road, and it scares me sometimes to watch them. If you've ever went across the tail of the guys coming around the curves over there with their knees dragging the ground, it's kind of scary.
I need to go see that.
You may need to do that now that you're a rider.
Yeah, I kind of like the back rows, taking it easy myself.
But, you know, it's only got, 120-something curves, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. We've had several that ride with us in the ride that have done it, yes.
Do you want to name a couple of local riders that have been here just about every year? Right off the top of your head.
Well, of course, you've got Glenn Scott, Doc Bailey, Jerry and Michelle Watson. They don't live here now, but they try to ride. Of course, Joe jumps on the back with Glenn every once in a while. Linda. David, can you think of a few?
I can't. I'm not good with names. I remember faces.
Yeah, of course, I knew you'd have to mention Doc's name because it's hard not to.
He had to hunt me down the other night to sign up. I promised him I'd do it on the way home and forgot.
But, being, of course, one of our Vietnam veterans.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, I know we have a number of those. You know, and sometimes it's surprising when we look back and we see, along about this time, you know, when a lot of those guys are up, well, close to my age, up in their 70s, and that you didn't realize actually served in Vietnam. And that is something, of course, that, you know, that's, we tried to call that our forgotten war and this kind of thing.
Yes.
But we can truthfully say here that it's not forgotten here in Clay County.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to honor these two young men once again this year. And it's not just honoring them. It's honoring really and truly all of the young men throughout the years, young men who have given their lives in support of their country. And that it's for all of them. And it just so happens.
Yes, we want everyone remembered. And not just our two, we want everyone remembered.
And I know you mentioned something earlier that we've been able, that the folks here, the American Legion and other volunteers, and that is our, you know, our crosses we put around the square here. And I do know that we've received quite a bit of national attention on that.
Yes.
And it's one of the greatest memorials really anywhere in the United States, when we honor every soldier who is interred in Clay County soil on that day. And I know that we discover a few new ones every year that are added to it. And, you know, that is something, too, that, you know, folks need to realize, too, that word interred there is there for a reason, and that is, you know, they are buried in holy soil here in Clay County. But the exceptions are national cemeteries or a memorial cemetery somewhere overseas. You know, they're allowed to put those up. But other than that, you know, the remains of your veteran are here in Clay County at home.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take a little short break. We'll come back, and I'm going to give away a birthday cake or two, and I've got a couple of events that I'm going to talk about my car show a few minutes when we come back, coming up here, not this weekend, but next weekend. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I really do appreciate Sherry and David being with us this morning to talk to us about the Memorial Motorcycle Ride, which is coming up. And, you know, be a great idea for anyone that wants to. I know they have for motorcycles, and they also have for classic cars involved in this weekend. So there's something there for most of the folks around. And as I said, it is a great event, and it's a event that really does help out some students to further their education in memory of these two young men. And I guess this would be a good time for me to, I guess I've got a few minutes, I can put a plug in for our car show coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, September the 25th. It's now the Cumberland Run at Donaldson Park. And of course, as most folks know, the city of Salina is now the administration over the Donaldson Park, and they're making quite a few changes up there, doing some improvements, and, of course, getting some events up there. I think a couple of weeks ago they had a free movie at the park. You know, they've got a lot of other things involved. We've had this one planned, I guess, from the time when we found out that the city was taking it over. And we'll be going up there this next Saturday, September the 25th, and the official registration will begin at 9 a.m. in the morning up at the park. And the first 100 registrants, it's $15 entry fee. And of course, the money from this is a benefit to hopefully purchase the restoration of another window or two here at the courthouse. You know, we've got six of them that are coming back that we've had restored with a grant and some local match money. And we have 23 more windows yet to go. We have 29 windows in this building, and the average cost per window to get them restored is $2,500. And part of it, and if we make any money, we'll hopefully, you know, get enough to restore another window or participate in the match of a grant. And we've also going to have we have a program called Adopt a Window. So if someone that has a special connection or just anyone that wants to can actually get a group together and adopt a window, or a family group, a local business, in memory of someone that started a business here in Salina many, many years ago or something like that, that would like to help out with this. So just give me a holler when you see me, or send me a message on Facebook, or give me a call at 931-243-3464. And that's all kind of part of our tied in with our car show this year. But with our car show this year down there, we'll be giving away trophies in about 24 categories. We've got two great door prizes, one of which is a two-night vacation out at the Dale Holla Getaway out at the Moss area, and also a two-night vacation stay in one of the floating cabins up at Cedar Hill or Dale Holla Dock. Well, those are two great prizes. Plus, we'll have other prizes, door prizes. Going to have some live music. We have Miss Cherokee Upton scheduled to do a set of music. The Nicewood group, which is Chuck and Cynthia Chitwood, they have a little two-person show that they do in numerous places. They're going to be performing. And also the Brimstone Bluegrass group, which those folks are actually car show participants also. So they will be performing also during. We'll start at 11 o'clock and then at 12, and then the last one at 1. And then after that, we'll be giving away the trophies and the other prizes, our drawings. So it's going to be a great day up there, and hopefully the weather will be favorable for us. I know that, of course, up there we've got acres and acres of field with all kinds of shade. So, and we will have also, she mentioned that Mr. Alvin West and his tenderloin sandwiches, we'll have those for sale up for that day, plus probably some burgers, hot dogs, and, of course, soft drinks. So we're looking forward to it being a real, real great day up there. And we've been planning this for a long time. We've had to miss, you know, because of the COVID thing. And now we kind of outgrew here around the square. So we're moving up through the park where we've got room for. We hopefully, I don't know, a couple of hundred cars or more up there that might hopefully show up. And look forward to a great day. We'll probably have some games and activities going on. So just lots of things to do in Donaldson Park, and we invite everyone to come out. And spectators are welcome. Come by and look at all the good-looking cars. Buy one of the tenderloin sandwiches while you're there, and just enjoy some time up at the park. Go and take a walk through the nature trail there down by the Obi River. So it's just a great place to spend a great part of your day. And with that, I guess it's time that I draw out a name to see who's going to win our birthday cake today. And looks like Kai Strong has won the cake today. So, like I said, don't go over to the chamber today, because we got to get us some coupons over there to where we can give you one to win, to get your winnings. And with that, I guess it's time we sit. Well, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we will meet you again on this same channel next week, WVFB-FM 101.5. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you. And with that, good day, Clay County.